Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah!
Oh.
rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, October the 16th, 2022. Now, I am Bishop, a.k.a. I am Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook. I am the woman of God of this assembly, but as always, I am joined by my beautiful and anointed family of servant leaders in the persons of Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Gladys McGee, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, hallelujah, and Evangelist and Pastor Evangelist Michelle Scott and Pastor Jeffrey Scott are all in the house this morning.
Amen.
So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you, hallelujah, to this morning's worship service. We pray that you will hear something on today that will truly bless your soul and uplift your spirit. So at this time, we are going to go to opening prayer with Minister Gladys McGee. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop.
Amen.
Just thanking God this morning. Asking God to forgive us of our sins. Asking him, thanking him for waking us up this morning.
Yes,
Lord, we just
yes.
thank
Come
you.
On, sis.
Thank you for waking us up this morning. We know that
yes,
it wasn't a clock, but it was by your grace, Lord, that we woke
That's
up
right.
on this morning, Father God, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank and we ask that you bless this service, Father God, Lord. Bless it, Father, that someone be saved on today, Lord, that the ministry will minister to their hearts, Father God,
yes.
on today,
yes.
and they want to follow you, Father God, Lord, in the mighty name yes. of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
We ask them, Lord, that you continue to bless households, bless families, Father God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, Lord.
Most yes,
of all,
Lord.
Bless our ministry on today, Father God, Lord. Lord, let it fall decent and in order, Father, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen.
Amen,
amen
and amen. Let the
amen.
Saints of God say amen. Glory to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Here we go, y'all.
I am the God who hears the speech.
Oh.
For that you won't be trusted.
You are the seed.
You are the seed.
By faith.
Touch.
What? somebody just one more time, choir. Tell them what is a promise. Start a business, a practice. Yeah, write a book, say it's yours.
It's yours, it's yours,
ah.
It's yours in heaven.
Wave your hand because you know you're going to go get it.
It's yours,
you.
It's yours,
oh.
It's yours in heaven.
God made you the head,
not the
tail. He placed you above and not beneath. He made you a nymph.
Hallelujah. You better get your inheritance, people of God. Hallelujah. You better make sure you get it. That was Psalmist Donald Lawrence. Hallelujah. Right now, it is time for our meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the wonderful mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and read to us from a very powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince, entitled Destined to Reign. So please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I love you. Praise God that we all are here and we can all come together and hear the word of God.
Amen.
The meditation reading this morning is entitled God Has Seen Your Future Good. We'll be looking at Isaiah 54 and 2. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwelling. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, and strengthen your stakes. Now, at the end of 2004, during one of our services, the Lord told our church this: I, your God, have gone ahead of you, and I have already been to your future. I have seen it, and I declare that it is good. Although this word was through me to our church, I believe that it is not only for our church, but also for every member of the body of Christ. I tell you, when God declares your future good, it will be good. It will be filled with many wonderful good days. So, what do you do when the Lord tells you that you are going to have a good future loaded with his blessings? You prepare for it. In other words, before the blessings come, before the increase comes, he wants you to enlarge the place of your tent and stretch forth the curtains of your dwelling. For example, if you are believing God for a child, start reading books on babies and preparing the baby's room. In fact, the have more than one child, start looking for a bigger and start looking for a bigger place for your family. For God says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Get ready for expansion.
Yeah.
My friend, God wants you to get ready and expect such favor and increase in the days ahead that you shall expand to the right and to the left. And your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. You can read about that in verse 3 of Isaiah. Because God has declared your future good. Know that you stand on favored ground today. Expect good things to happen to you. Expect to see the favor of God on you and your family. Expect the blessings and increase of the Lord. Expect many good days to show up in your life. Amen. May God add a blessing and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and mighty word. The thought for today, get ready for expansion because the Lord has been to your future. And he declares that it is good. Amen and praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
amen.
Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
I know that's right. I'm ready.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey. Yes, sir. I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings.
Turn around.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time, the most important time of this worship service. It's prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together, hallelujah, we touch and agree in spirit, and we take our intercessions, our supplications, and our petitions to the mighty throne of grace on behalf of our brothers and sisters around the world. Because we pray expecting God to move here at Spirit Alive. We pray believing that God can and he will do everything that he says that he will do. We pray knowing that we serve an awesome God, and that when we abide in him and he abides in us, we can go to his throne of grace and ask what we will. And he said, it shall be done. And we're praising God this morning because he hears, knows, and sees everything. Even when we don't know what to pray. Hallelujah. God pities every groan. He can translate every tear. Hallelujah. So this morning, I want everyone within the sound of my voice to come into agreement with the mighty apostle as she goes and takes us to the Lord, the throne of grace this morning. So Apostle Zeta, you step forward, ma'am, and let God use you, and you two do what you do in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. We're going to go into prayer, and I'm asking that everyone will bow their hearts and heads, that we, as we go to the throne of grace, seeking God and praying for many things that we need to pray about. I just want to say that I thank the Lord for the reading by Mother Shirley Mitchell. Praise God. The encouragement. Hallelujah, that we received in that this morning. It was very encouraging to me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory, glory.
Glory to God.
Father God, we come to you this morning. We thank you for all that you are, all that you do for us all the time. We thank you for blessings and favor this morning that we can expect. Hallelujah. All of the great things that you have in store for us. We thank you because you have prepared it for us because of your love for each and every one of us. So we thank you for that this morning. We thank you for how you watched over us through the week, through the weekend, and all the things that could have happened to us. We thank you, Lord, that you protected us.
Hallelujah.
That you were watching over us. That you kept us in your care. We thank you for it.
Yes, sir.
We thank you. Even the attacks of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to just your word and know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And any tongue that would rise against us would be condemned. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you just do all the wondrous things for us, Lord, that we could not do for ourselves. I thank you for sparing myself yesterday and my daughter, a friend.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
That accidentally
thank you,
drove
Jesus.
Her car into my yard. And
my Lord Jesus.
Very,
you,
very, just a few inches of hitting my house.
Oh, my.
Knocked down a fence and destroyed some things that were in the yard.
My Lord.
But I thank God. I thank God for his hand of protection. In spite of these things that we lose can be replaced.
Amen.
We can thank God this morning for life. Hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank God.
Hallelujah. That even when we don't realize how close to danger we are, God is on the scene.
Oh, my Lord. Yes.
So we just praise him and thank him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Friday morning, my house could have caught on fire.
My Lord.
And it was so close to it. One of my little ones, 7-year-old, started a fire. But God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. But God.
So we have much to be thankful for today.
Yes, we
Hallelujah.
Do. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we do.
Not just in my household, but for all of us.
Yes.
We thank
God.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So I lift up now our communities, our cities.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. The nation, the entire nation. Praise God. We know that we are in a crisis across the nations, but God is yet in control.
Yes,
and we thank God for how he's taking care of people. I lift up victims that are yet suffering from disasters,
Lord.
From war,
from
all kinds of things,
unexpected
things. And
lift
up those that are hurting, those that are in grief today. We pray, Lord, that you would lift up their hearts, that you would comfort, that you would be with them through it all. In the mighty name of Jesus,
Lord.
We know that your grace is sufficient because you said so.
Yeah.
And we believe you and whatever you say. Praise God. So we ask, Lord, that you would move, that you would step in. We lift up civic leaders. We ask, Lord, that you would heal the nations. Lift up the unsaved. We ask, Lord, that you would purify their hearts, renew their
touch
minds.
Touch Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give them a change of mind.
Yes, Lord.
We pray,
please,
Lord, for restoration in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for the backsliders. We pray that they will come back to you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord. In the name
of
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that more love will be displayed, hallelujah, in our homes, our communities, in our relationships, in the church, and among believers.
Say that.
In the name of Jesus, that you would move in a mighty way, God. We speak unity and peace in the name of
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you,
that
Lord.
That more would be merciful because you have showed your mercy toward us all.
Yes.
We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bind up the spirit of hatred everywhere.
Yes, we do.
Everywhere in the name of name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
my Lord,
we pray,
my Lord,
hallelujah, that you would loose love, hallelujah,
Father,
all
in
across
the name
the
of Jesus,
hallelujah, hallelujah, that leaders everywhere will step up, all of us,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
In
hallelujah,
the name
do
of Jesus.
What you have called us to do.
Yes.
That we would be diligent. Hallelujah.
My
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. That we would be on our post.
That's
hallelujah. That we would carry out our missions. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
bless us, Lord, and help us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we may fulfill all that you said that we would. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Forth the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name
my
of
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. To take control over all of these situations. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that you will send more into the prisons, into the jails,
yes,
juvenile halls. Hallelujah. Touch
yes,
lives
touch
there
Jesus.
In the name
touch
of Jesus.
In the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Move
yes,
in their lives, God.
Touch
hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord,
yes,
that murderers have been taken off the streets.
Yes.
We thank you, hallelujah, that you are answering our prayers.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank
yes, Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. We're hearing of the differences. We are seeing the differences.
The differences.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And
thank
Lord, we
you,
pray
Jesus.
That you will continue to raise up intercessors.
Yes.
And we will pray
please,
even the more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we will be in prayer continually, non-stopping.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lifting up the world, lifting up all
yes,
of these
Lord.
Situations that we know of. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We thank you for what you're yet going to do.
Yes,
we know
Lord.
That you're moving by your spirit. And
yes.
We lift up ourselves to you this morning, asking, Lord,
yes, Lord.
To be with us in the
yes.
name of Jesus, to continue to lead and guide us. We thank
yes.
you, Lord, for how we can go into spiritual warfare.
Yes.
We know it's necessary. We thank you for making the way for us and giving us the authority over the enemy.
Yes,
not giving
Lord.
In, but continuing move in authority and to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. And to just know what Satan's tactics are. And we continue to come against them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you for that. We lift up the Spirit of Live Ministries this morning. We lift
God
up
bless you.
The
my
leader.
Lord, thank you.
We lift up.
Bless you.
We lift up Apostle Shirlene Cook. We lift up all of the
bless
leaders
you.
This morning.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name
bless
of Jesus, that you would
way.
Continue to
bless
strengthen
them,
us.
God.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
And as we go forth, that yes. people will feel your love.
Yes.
That we will
yes,
continue
Lord.
To instill
yes,
hope
Lord.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Yes,
that
sir.
They may come to you in the pardoning of their sins. And we
yes.
thank you. If there's any sick among us this morning, we ask, Lord, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would deliver,
yes.
that you would set
yes.
free in the name of Jesus.
In
and we thank
name.
You. We thank you, Lord, for all
thank
that you,
you
are. In
thank
Jesus'
you,
holy and
yes.
righteous name, amen.
Amen. Let the church
amen.
Of God say a good hearty amen on that one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We
thank
praise
you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Power and love and a sound mind. God is our giving you the spirit of fear, the power and love and a sound mind. I declare ain't nothing held
Hallelujah. It's open door season. Thank you, Jesus. We declare and decree it here at the Spirit of Live Praise and Worship Experience. Now, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah. It is now time for the banquet feast. And this morning,
amen,
we have a very anointed, hallelujah, host in the person of Bishop Lester Carver. Now, let me tell you a little something about my brother, Bishop Carver. First of all, he is an anointed, Holy Ghost-filled, Holy Ghost-led, faithful man of God.
Yeah.
And when I say man of God, I mean that. I'm not saying he's a godly man. No, no. Because, see, that inference means that he is mimicking the things of God without really receiving the things of God. No, he is a man of God. He is a man after God's own heart. And this morning, he is going to come forth and bless you. And Bishop Carver, we want to thank you for being a living example of what a man of God should be. We thank you for being that covering to your beautiful wife, Pastor Vanessa. We thank you for being that spiritual father. We thank you for being that mentor. We thank you, Bishop Carver, for all that you, for who you are in Christ and for all that you do in him, for him, and through him. So won't you please come forward now and bring us what the Lord has given you for us today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You, Apostle Cook, that was a wonderful introduction. I'm going to open the word. Father, I thank you for your presence here today with us, God. Father, I thank you for your word that you've given us today, God. Father, I thank you for you empowering us to be a blessing to someone else today, God. Father, allow the overflow from your blessings to us to pour over into the lives of others so that you can be known by them and they can be drawn to
you. Yes, Lord.
In your son, Jesus Christ. Well, today we're going to be talking about rejecting the blessings of God. And I know that sounds negative, but it's real. And we have to ask ourselves each and every day, am I rejecting the blessings of God? Because what God wants for us is what we should want for us as well.
Yes.
Amen. We're so distracted on what we want or what we think we should have or even what other people think we should have, that we are not focused on what God wants for us. And we have to understand that because God knows, God is the only being that knows the past, present, and future. Then we have to trust that what God wants for us is the best. We have to trust that
man
for us is the best. And when we believe and agree with God that his plan is the best, then what we are receiving into our life is what he would have for us, not what we would have for us.
Amen.
What he would have for us, not what others would have for us based on what they think we should have, where we think, where they think we should be at a given time in life. And see, God knows the path. God says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by him. And so, and once again, when we say man, led by the Holy Spirit. And then when we understand that God's will for us is perfect, God's plan for us is perfect, God's power within us is real and in operation when we are trusting and obeying, then we can confidently maneuver in life without being distracted by nonsense, distracted by what other people think, distracted by being selfish, distracted by being unthankful, distracted by just wondering, well, I wonder what would happen if I did what so-and-so is doing over there. Well, no, God has a plan for you that is designed around exactly who he designed you to be. There is no one else in the world like you. There's only one you. And it's because there's only an assignment that can only be fulfilled by you, being the best you that you can possibly be, because God loves you. God invested so much in you because he knows what he's going to achieve through you. And that's why we need to get within God's word so that we can see God's will for our life. And then we can focus on the things that God would have us to focus on so that we're concerned about the spiritual things more than we are the physical things. We're concerned about his absolute power in using it instead of worrying about the relative power that exists in the world, which is less than the absolute power that we operate in. Today, I want to start from a passage of scripture here in the Gospel of John, chapter 10. And I'm going to be reading from John, chapter 10, verses 7 to 10. And this
All
is
right.
Jesus Christ. He says, "Then Jesus said to them again, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.' Then he says, 'The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus Christ said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.'" Now, this is very powerful because the thief, when he refers to the thief, he's referring to the devil and all that work for the devil. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ says, "I am come that they," the sheep, "us, may have life, that they may have an abundant life has to be defined because the devil is always trying to hijack the purposes and plans of God. The devil is always going to distract you with something that looks God, that looks like the more than life, but is not. That's why there's called fool's gold. And I've come across fool's gold in my time, and you pick it up, and it looks shiny. It looks like gold, and you think to yourself, oh, my goodness, this is gold. It might be something, right? But it's not. And that's what he's trying to sell you, is something that looks like gold that is not. So when we look at this, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to get you to serve money instead of serving God. The devil's and it's going to feel good. It's going to feel proper because, you know, when you're serving money and you have money, people are responding to you a certain way. And that is going to lead you to the next trap, which is please people instead of pleasing God, right? It's going to feel good because everybody's going to be saying your name and seeking you out, and they're going to be seeking you out because you got money and because you're pleasing them and doing what they need you to do instead of pleasing God and doing what God needs you to do. You don't have time for God because money doesn't sleep.
Come on.
You are doing everything you can to keep up with money because money is in all time zones trying to dictate what you do and do not do and what you're thinking about. When you're focused on money, and this is, people have had this conversation. I've had this conversation with myself back in the day when I was distracted, and you think to yourself, oh, what's wrong with playing the lottery? Well, you know what's wrong with playing the lottery? Is your mind is on what might happen. In your hand, and you know what? You reject those blessings. You're like, I know my bank account has some money in it, and I have some money in my pocket, and I have some money in a dish somewhere.
come on, teach now.
Dollar and buy that lottery ticket. And now, from all that time, from when you bought that lottery ticket to whenever they post those money, those numbers, all you're thinking of is, oh, I could do, if I won this lottery, I could get this and I could get that and I could do this and I could do that, instead of looking at the blessings you have right now, you have, and using them
Yes. Come on.
And so the devil is trying to steal your peace, steal your focus, steal your presence in the moment. And there was this story that Albert Einstein did, this famous smart guy, right? And he had a class, and in his class, he was teaching them mathematics, and he wrote down 10 equations on the board. And the first 9 equations were right, but the last equation, his answer was wrong, and he did it intentionally. And when he wrote it down there, the whole class started laughing because they knew the last one was wrong. And he turned around and he said, now, do you see what you just did? He said, you ignored the 90% of the correct answers and focused on the one wrong one and focused all of your energy on the fact that one was wrong, and you disregarded the other 9 correct ones. And that's what many of us do in our life, is we look at the one wrong thing, the one thing that's going wrong right now, and ignore the 90% of all the blessings God has given us. And
Preach.
It's really unthankfulness that we're dealing with, but it's human nature.
Okay.
We're all designed to do that.
Yeah.
And now what we have to realize is that it's a conscious, deliberate decision to operate in the spiritual. Because when you operate in the spiritual, now you are tapping into the power of the Holy Spirit, unlimited power, and you are not going to the default 5 senses reaction of focusing on the 10% of what's wrong. You're focusing on the 90% of what's right. You're focusing on what's good, what's virtuous, what's pure, what's honest, what's of good report. And you're saying,
look at all this that God is doing. And there are, you don't have half of this, but that's not really the measure. The measure is, am I using everything God has given me?
Because you see that 10% on there where the answer was wrong, that Einstein put on the board, that everybody's focused on that instead of focused on the 90% of all the right stuff that God has blessed us with. Well, what's happening here is when you're focused on that 10%, the devil is short-circuiting your blessing. He's taking your attention off of everything you have, and instead of you using that to win someone else for the kingdom, bless someone else, feed someone else, clothe someone else, help someone else, comfort someone else, instead of that, you're focused on this one thing, and you start whining and complaining and murmuring. And that's why God has a verse in the New Testament saying, do all things without complaining and murmuring, right? You can't do that without the Holy Spirit, because your human nature wants to complain and murmur. Your human nature wants to focus on
Glory
that 10%, that one thing
Glory
that's not
God.
Right. And the devil is stealing your peace. He's stealing your joy. He's stealing your love. You know what else he's stealing? He's stealing your testimony, because he is able to say through you in your actions and your behavior that his power is more powerful than the power of God in your life that blessed you with 90% of all these blessings.
Yes.
About 60% of whatever happened to you, and you are failing to please God because you want to please people. You want people looking at you. You're failing to serve God because you want more money instead of God. And then,
Say it now.
Tell
the truth.
Your own eyes, right? Trusting yourself instead of trusting God. Instead of saying, you know what, God, your plan is better for me than my plan. And that one thing that's not going right is one thing that you're probably using to strengthen me for my next assignment. Or that one thing that's not going right is maybe that one thing that is keeping me from real disaster. See, when you are getting to a place and one lane is blocked because somebody had an accident, and now you got to take another route and you might be late for your meeting and this is going to redirect you, well, maybe that's keeping you real harm, you know? And so you just
want
to and stay peaceful and not lean to your own understanding, saying, beating yourself up, saying, oh, if I had left 10 minutes earlier or 15 minutes earlier, I wouldn't be late. You know what? God is always on time. Where you are meant to be is when God intended you to be there and where you were
that's
supposed to be. You have to trust God. Don't trust yourself.
Preach, Bishop.
Saying, oh, I'm never late. I'm never late because it's my standard for myself. And that sounds good, but you know what it is? It's self-righteousness. It's bondage.
That's right. Come on. Come on.
Yes.
Pressure that God never intended for you to have to endure.
That's right. Come on.
You hear me. And I'm going to make sure you're there exactly when you're supposed to be there. Remember when they came to Jesus Christ and they told him that Lazarus was sick, his friend was sick, and instead of jumping right up and going there, it said he waited 2 days. Well, you know, an odd response. He was being led by the Holy Spirit because God was about to get serious glory out of him. And yes, his friend ended up dying during those two days. But then he ended up being set up to raise Lazarus from the dead, get major glory for God, and then cause all the people to see him as the Messiah, as the one who was going to lead them to God. That's a powerful thing.
Amen.
And going through, when we're not leaning to our own understanding, trying to figure things out, trying to be more wise than God is asking us to be, God is setting us up to get glory from us because we just trust him. We're sitting there in that traffic jam saying, you know what? Praise the Lord. While I'm sitting in this traffic, and he's like, just focus on me, just talk to me, just pray in your heavenly prayer language and be available to me, because God's presence has to become enough for us. We have to get past this earthly trap that says that if you don't have money and if people aren't saying your name and if you're not wise, then you're not doing what you should be doing. Well, you know, the devil's just trying to put you in more bondage because God already delivered you when he saved you, when you made Jesus Christ his son, your master. And now,
amen,
feel your peace, your love, your joy, your gentleness, your meekness, your kindness, your patience, your self-control, and your faithfulness. He's trying to steal all of that. And so now, you know what? When you begin to obey God and you operate out of the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit, then what you're doing is you're not operating out of your own limited strengths, talents, and abilities. And see, it's not bad that you have natural strengths, talents, and abilities. Those come from God. But we're not to rely on them because they are limited. But God's power of the Holy Spirit within our life is unlimited. You know what? If we were limited, we would do what they're doing in the world. They spend every waking moment perfecting their craft. Whatever it is they do, they have to do that all day, every day, or they fail. Well, you know what? We're free of that bondage, right? I want to turn to another scripture I think is really going to bless you. If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to be reading from verse 6 to verse 11, where it says, now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So God is telling you specifically here, look, my presence is enough. Godliness with contentment is great gain. So we have to learn how to be thankful with food and clothing and the presence of God. With these things, we should content, right? And then to understand that, you know what, we came into the world without anything, clothing included, and we're going to leave the world the same way, but we'll probably leave with clothes.
Okay, Bishop. That's all right. That's all right. We better leave with some. Come on now.
Amen.
But when you look at this, we don't want to get distracted by the things of this world, the cares of this world, so that we end up putting ourselves in more bondage, understanding that The opposite of this is true. It says, now godliness with contentment is great gain. That means that godliness without contentment is great loss. See,
yeah,
if you're not, if you don't understand what you have, you are literally rejecting the blessings of God.
Yes,
and all
that.
Of your godliness is now going out the window because your testimony is lost. Because
that's
you're
right.
Complaining and grumbling when God says, be quiet and trust me.
Hallelujah.
You
yes, that's right. I know that's right.
By thinking you have to have something that you obviously don't have to have because God says my presence is enough. I'm going to share with you an example of a personal testimony of something I went through. It was around 2008 when the economy was doing what it was doing. And the people who owned the building that I had my architectural practice offices in lost their building to the bank. And so after 10 years of having my own office, I had to move my practice back to my home studio. And I'm doing this $4.4 million project out of my house, out of my home studio. And I was mad. I was upset. I was honestly mad at God. I had to say, how can you give me the biggest project ever and then send me back to my house to do it while I have all these kids, six kids running around while I'm doing my work? And that was a hard thing. It's a hard thing.
Yeah.
And
come on.
I thought I needed, God said, look, all you need is me, and you need to learn how to
now.
Suck. Stop
now.
Thinking that people are coming to you because of where your office is or how long your office was there.
Come on,
you even
come
had
on.
Office. Like, I'm the one that brings you your blessings. Trust me. I'm
Amen.
The one who decides who's going to work with you. Stop worrying about what people think and
yeah.
what they say.
Come on, come on, Bishop.
Amen. God,
make it plain.
By humbling myself. And God says,
yeah.
when you humble yourself to him, that in due time, he exalts you in
yes.
due time, at the appointed
yes.
time. So that's the part of
yes.
you trusting God. All you're doing is agreeing with his plan and saying, God, your plan for me is good. Your plan for
yes.
me is better than my plan for me. And whatever
yes.
it is, I trust you. So now,
yes.
this desire to be rich is something mm-hmm. that we're not falling into that trap. I'm not going to take
yes.
a dollar I do have and give it to somebody promising
mm-hmm.
just a dollar. You know what? You know, more people, the reason there is a lottery is because more people lose than win. Most people
That's
lose.
Right. yeah. You tell me
yeah.
true.
Amen. Amen.
And they keep trying, bless their hearts.
Right? So look, just take those little things and say, you know what? It's like I'm going to be free. I'm going to not reject God's blessings, and I'm going to focus on this 90% of the stuff God has given me, and I'm going to use it to bless somebody else. And you know what? When our focus gets off of ourselves and on to achieving God's purpose in the world of creating
yes.
his heavenly kingdom in many nations by sharing the death, burial, and resurrection of his son Jesus Christ with others, then we are not trapped into this love of money. We are not allowing it to draw us into all kinds of evil. We are not straying from the faith because of being greedy, and we are not piercing ourselves through with many
right.
sorrows. See, this says these greedy people are piercing themselves. It's you stabbing
Come
yourself.
On.
Reject
that self-mutilation, Lord Jesus.
We're going to bring this home because Jesus Christ, he's telling us what the plan is. He's telling us what's going on so that we don't have to get distracted with nonsense. So I want to end today in Matthew chapter 25. In Matthew 25, while you're going there, I want to read another passage of scripture to you that is going to assure you. It says in Hebrews 12, 2-3, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for
yeah.
the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against
Come
himself. Ye be wearied and faint in your mind. See, God has that 10% that we have to endure, because he's getting us more patience, experience, and hope, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts as we patiently endure tribulation. And it says we rejoice in tribulation. We rejoice,
yeah,
because it's not the end. It's God's way
Come
of
on.
Strengthening and reinforcing and preparing us for our next assignment to get him even more glory than we're getting him right now, right? So
yeah,
now, with
yeah,
the work that we have, with us using the 90% of the blessings and not getting distracted with the 10% of nonsense that we have to deal with, look at what it says here in Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to be reading from verses 31 to 46. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was
all glory.
I was in prison, and you came to me. Now, look, that's what we're supposed to be doing with the 90%,
Amen.
Not complaining about the
10%. Amen.
But look, 37, it says, then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did
my Lord, Jesus.
The king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, and as much as you did it for one of the,
least
one of these, you did it for me.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
The zone that is where we're to be. And see, when we are embracing the blessings of God instead of rejecting, we are being these sheep, and God is setting up our blessing, and Jesus Christ is getting ready to give it to us. But look at what he says in verse 41. He says, then he will say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devils and his angels. And for the devil and his angels. Look at this now. There are people who literally will say there is no hell. And these people are not reading the same Bible that we're reading. But look at what it says. It says, then he will also say to those on his left hand, the goats, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink.
Yeah.
I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And see, we are preparing ourselves to go into eternal life. And we are doing that by being Christ-like. And we are feeding the hungry. We are to the thirsty. We are seeing the straight. We are giving them clothes. We are visiting those in prison. And see, just sometimes prisons are mental prisons. Sometimes you're in your own house, drugged up to the hilt, and God is telling you to tell one of us to go and minister healing to this person.
That's right. Amen.
Because the doctor has drugged them out of existence, right?
Come on.
We have to be able to walk into absolute power of the Holy Spirit.
Come on, that's right.
This nonsense in the world, because see, the devil has a 24/7 campaign that is mocking death, sickness, disease, illness, distractions to you, and just all types of bondage that we are supposed to be freeing people from actively, intentionally, and we have the power to do it. We have the
that's
Holy
right.
Spirit. say now,
yeah.
when we,
yeah.
you know what, we are not only getting blessings now, we are storing up our rewards in heaven as well, where
yes.
they cannot be.
Thank you, Lord.
That's
so
right.
Receive
right.
spiritual
Amen.
Blessings, us acknowledging God, reaching up to God, and then giving to others. When we receive God's mental blessings, it's us reaching up to God through studying his word and then giving that word to others. When we receive emotional blessings by learning how to commune with God in our heavenly prayer language, and no matter what
yes.
we're going through, peaceful, we're reaching up into heaven and we're taking that peace and then we're sharing that by comforting
mm-hmm.
others. Our, in
mm-hmm.
our physical of doing what God has given us to do and blessing ourselves by using the strength we have, then we're also encouraging others to do the same, and we're giving them an example. And then when we use our financial proceeds to minister to the other ministers who need those resources to do that work,
yes,
what God has given to us
Lord.
To those
come
people,
on
and
Lord.
We're
giving
teach to others
now.
So that the word of God and receive the witness of the death, burial, and resurrection of God's Son Jesus Christ, so that they can truly be restored. I'll tell you, I don't want to get too far beyond this point right here, so that you can know that it's God's will for you to live a more
yeah.
than abundant life. Why he
Amen.
Sent his own Son Jesus Christ to be beat 3 times with 39 lashes each time with
Come
a
on.
Whip at the end of it for your physical wholeness, and then he was nailed to a cross and speared in the side with a spear, and the blood came forth, and he was laid in a stone tomb dead for 3 days and 3 nights for your spiritual wholeness. And then God raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand, gave his Son Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Yes, glory.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And then send the Holy Spirit to dwell within you and I, which was not available for 4,000 years after Adam's sin. And all of a sudden, for the past 2,000 years since the death, burial, and resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ, we have the power of the Holy Spirit within us, and we need to be using it. And so when we use that power, we are no longer rejecting the blessings of God.
That's
we
right.
are receiving them.
That's right.
So God
Amen.
Speaks to others. So, Apostle Cook, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to share this word.
Bless
with
you, man of God.
I thank you for being faithful and giving us a platform that does not serve money, does not please people.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Limited strength, powers, and abilities, but serves God, pleases
yeah.
God, trusts God, and obeys God. Thank you, Apostle
yeah.
Cook.
Yeah. Bless you, man of God. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And glory to God. I told you, my brothers and sisters, that you were going to get a banquet feast, and that's what
yeah.
the man of God just delivered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I praise you this morning. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory now,
God.
I have a question for everyone within the sound of my voice this morning. Are you rejecting the blessings of God? Are you rejecting the blessings of God by not acknowledging him in the pardon of your sin? Are you
mm-hmm.
rejecting God who is blessing you out of Zion, and although you profess to know him, you are murmuring and complaining? You are finding no joy in no matter what God does for you? Are you rejecting the blessings of God by being more concerned about your image, about what's in your bank account, that you have the best car, that you have the biggest house? Are you? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to rectify that, because I'm going to have Minister Tina Brown come, and she is going to lead you in that process. And then I will have Evangelist Kathy Horton come, because this morning I would like, by the power of the Holy Spirit, for her to pray for you. But before I do that, going to ask Pastor Vanessa Carver to come forth, because if there was ever a message that needs to be bound with prayer, hallelujah, this is one of those messages.
Yeah.
Because we have servant leaders that are teaching by their image.
Yes.
They are serving mammon. And so they are teaching their flock to do the same thing. They are relying on their gift of gab instead of the power of the Holy Spirit. So their congregations are doing the same thing. They are relying on their reputation and what people perceive them to be instead of relying on the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So I need for my little sister, God's prophet, God's intercessor, to come forth and pray. And bind this message, because it's time for all Christians to stop rejecting anything that comes from God, especially his blessings. Pastor Vanessa, please come forth, beloved.
Amen. Thank you. This is a great message, and it's also reminding me of what Apostle Zeta is hitting really hard as it pertains to unity. These are the things that get in the way. For the word that goes forth, and we know that anything that you allow for us to hear, we're to be responsible for. I thank you, Lord, today that we would be reminded that Jesus is the gate, and that we begin to focus on our purposes in you as it pertains to what we do separately for you and what we do collectively for you. We thank you for better. Thank you, Father God, that you begin to show us in our lives, Father God, in our place of ministry, where there are hirelings, where there are people that are thieves, serving money, that we be bold, and we begin to pray for them as well, that these things are revealed to them so it'll bring levels of repentance. We thank you for the word, Father God, that it'll arrest our attention as it pertains to the spirit of pride, as it pertains to the spirit of fear, that allows us to to be distracted with the things that have nothing to do with your blessings, nothing to do with what your purpose is in each one of us, that
say
we be
receptive
to you and your blessings, and that we repent.
Yes,
I just really really, really loud.
Let us repent, God.
Understand what repentance looks like for each one of us. As it pertains to the process of healing that will bring us to a better, a new and a stronger level so that we can have true influence. We should be turning this world upside down. Father God, today for that person, that man or woman of God, that child even that is listening to this broadcast or will hear about it, Father God, you begin to impart things in their lives that will bring them to a place of new courage like never before to face the wrong in our lives, Father God, face those things that have been heresy, these things that are not having to do anything with your word. And we thank you, Father God, that we pray and cover each other effectively. Feel this word, Lord, like only you can, in the way that you need to. Let it be demonstrate any part of our heart where we need to improve and come up. And also repentance is also about restoration. It's about reconciliation.
Jesus.
It's also about restoration.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, give us peace. In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody else, but I have Holy Ghost. She just prayed that. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, that message is sealed right there in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, at this time, the most important time of the service is when we give you an opportunity, hallelujah, to change your eternal address. This is an opportunity for you to stop rejecting the blessings of God and receive, hallelujah, pressed down, shaken together until running over. So I'm going, but if you don't know him, if you're not connected to the source, then you can't be connected to his blessings. So I'm going to ask Minister Tina Brown to come forth and lead you in the process that is going to lead you into a relationship, not a church, not an organization, not a ministry, but into a relationship with the King of Kings, with the Lord of Lords, with him who has come to give us life and life more abundant. So, Minister Tina, please come on in the room and lead the people of God who need to be led into salvation. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Glory, glory, hallelujah. That was a powerful, wonderful message. Thank you, Bishop Garber.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Saints of God, you have been listening to today's service, and it touched your heart in a way where you want to know more about Christ Jesus. You want to follow Jesus. You want to live your life with Jesus. Say this prayer along with me. Lord Jesus, I come in asking for prayer, asking for forgiveness of my sins, Heavenly Father. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your Son, and that he died on the cross at Calvary.
Yeah.
That I may be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
Yeah.
Ask you right now to come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you said that prayer along with me, you've been saved. Welcome to the family.
Hallelujah. Yes. Now, this morning, I am going to ask Evangelist Kathy Horton to come into the room, and I would like for her to pray for the new converts, for those who are hurting and broken and have separated themselves from the body of believers. My sister Kathy, beloved, I need you to pray. All these people on back home, and fortify those who just gave themselves to God. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. And God bless the message, and God bless the messenger. Praise God.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You've been listening to something beautiful.
Yes.
You heard something life-changing.
Yes.
You have said, okay, I'm going to make this a part of my life. Glory to God, amen. Because the word of God says the angel rejoiced when you accepted Jesus as your Lord. Hallelujah, in heaven. Thank you. Now I'm going to go to God and just thank him for you.
Thank you.
Because he's worthy to be praised. And we can't take you lightly, our new baby saints. Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Thank you for making yourself real to those that accepted you as their Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Help them to grow closer to you,
Lord,
and listen for your voice. Help their ears to be sensitive to your voice. And correct them. They move quickly in the name of Jesus in joy.
Yes.
That they take correction in joy. For the Lord said he only corrects his own. Thank you, Father. Thank you. So you know when you get corrected. And you're going to be. It's amen, because you got to grow up. Say thank you.
That's right.
The Lord loves you.
That's right. Amen.
Let the love abide, and let them magnify your love. And that as they grow, they also become fruitful witnesses and bring in their heart in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. For you did not just save them for them to be saved, but you have a purpose for their lives.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Let them
thank you, Jesus.
Their and they grow in strength and in wisdom and the knowledge of you. Father, I ask that you bless those who hearts are hurting.
Yes,
they're going
Jesus. Touch.
Fix it. Fix it in the name of, and fix them in the name of Jesus.
Touch, yes, Lord. Touch Jesus.
Let them know. Comfort them. Let them know you're near. You're not far away. You're near.
Yes,
just
Lord.
Just stand and believe.
The prayer
those are broken heart the same.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those that are broken heart, they're the same. Touch them. You're near.
Yes, touch.
You're as
yes,
near
Lord.
As breath. You're so near. All we have to say is thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus, that you're just that close. Hallelujah.
Yes.
People your mouth speaketh. You're just that near. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Bring them closer. Draw them closer. And those that have backslidden,
yes.
Bring them back. Bring them back.
Yes, Lord.
Bring them back.
Bring
them back. And as we've been saying in the sermon, don't be distracted.
Yes.
Let us not be distracted by the little stuff.
Yes, Lord.
That saying says, don't sweat the little stuff. You got the 90%. So hold on and help them hold on to the 90% and
keep their focus
on you and not the world that it used to be. We bind the enemy and all his deeds and keep his hands
right
off these new people. Give me strength in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, protect them and cover them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Father, we give you the praise and the honor, for you truly worthy. And we pray and thank you. Thank you for these new things.
Thank
in
you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. 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 And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now,
amen.
Hallelujah. There, the only order of service we have here at Spirit Alive is that we follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit. So if you're sitting in our sanctuary this morning, and you would like to share how God has blessed you, if you would like to ask for prayer, hallelujah, you can now press your 1, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. The other thing about us here at Spirit Alive is we always acknowledge every family member, because we minister as a family. If you have noticed, there is no hierarchy here at Spirit Alive. We are all co-laboring together in order to reach the world for Christ. And we have our beloved sister, hallelujah, Evangelist Michelle Scott in the house. So
amen.
I want to give my sister, our sister, an opportunity to come forth and be heard this morning, because I know, hallelujah, God is always giving her word. Evangelist Michelle.
Thank you, Bishop. First, I would like to just acknowledge Bishop Carver and that beautiful, powerful, life-changing, eye-opening word that he ministered. Not only to my heart, but to the hearts of all men and women around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pray
that
God would replenish him with more ammunition to give to us on the next time that he brings forth the word. God is just, he's awesome. And he's awesome in all of our lives, for he touched us this morning with the finger of love, and all of our eyes sprung open to see a day we never saw before. Somebody didn't wake up today. Somebody's not here to verbally acknowledge the goodness of the Lord today.
We're
able to acknowledge him. And I just thank him so much for everything that he is doing in my life and the lives of my family members.
Thank you.
We all go through things, but it's not what we go through. It's how we go through
it.
And I just thank God for each and every one of you as Spirit Alive for always being there, being loving and supportive and lifting us up in prayers for every challenge and issue that we have succumbed to in our lives, us, the Scott family. I just want to, on behalf of my entire family, thank each and every last one of you for always remembering us in your prayers, for loving us, and just cheering us on to victory. God bless you all. And Bishop Cook, thank you so much for being so loving and caring as well. God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you, sweetheart. I love you, girl. I love my Scott family. I don't know what you're talking about. Look, I'd be out of order. I'd be out of order, but I just want to praise God, because I know that I am blessed through these men and women of God. And see, this, I want you to know, if you're listening to my voice this morning, this is not just a Sunday morning thing. No. These men and women of God show up faithfully all week long
to bless you with the word of God. Hallelujah. Bishop and Pastor Carver, they come every second and fourth Monday to let you know just how much God loves you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Apostle Zeta Flowers is empowering you and showing you how to live the victory right now through spiritual warfare, through prayer, through unity.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And then we have Pastor Vanessa. She comes on back in and she lets us know we're overcomers.
Yeah.
We don't have to walk around wounded. We don't have to walk around hurting.
That's right.
Hallelujah. These men and women of God, they come on this air without being paid, without being asked. They made a commitment to God, and they show up, and the Holy Spirit shows out so that someone might come to know Jesus in the pardon of their sin, so that someone might get a revelation, might get a breakthrough, hallelujah, might be able to pull down a stronghold.
Yes.
Because the servant leaders here believe in achieving everything that God has told them to achieve as a gift to the body of Christ.
Amen.
To some, these men and women of God are apostles. To some, these men and women of God are evangelists. To some, these men and women of God are prophets. To some, these men and women of God are pastors. To some, these men and women of God all are teachers. They all evangelize.
Yeah.
And if that's not a blessing, if that's not a demonstration of God and his power and his Holy Spirit, I don't know what is.
Amen.
And I praise God this morning because he didn't have to send them, but he did.
Yeah.
And I love them. And I will fight for them. I will stand with them. I will pray with them. I will praise with them. I will worship them. I will follow them. Because in order to be a leader, you must first know how to follow. That's Jesus first. And I trust the leadership of every man and woman of God in this room. So I will also follow them. I will take directions from them. I will take counsel from them. Hallelujah. I believe what they tell me because I know that they're real. And my soul does testify and say amen to that.
Amen.
So I just want to thank all the mighty women of God and Spirit alive. Thank you for being my blessing. When I have brothers and sisters like you, who needs money? Shoot. I don't. I got the real deal. Hallelujah. I have things that's better than money. I have things that's more real than Coca-Cola. Lord, I have true love, that divine love. I have real joy. Hallelujah. Yes. I have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. I am blessed. Yes. With the fellowship of the saints.
Yeah.
And Lord, I just want to say thank you. That's why I can't murmur and complain. Because when I look at what God is doing in our lives, I truly know that we are blessed.
Yeah.
We are tripping over blessings, falling over blessings. Hallelujah. And I praise God this morning that each and every one of us, we are Abraham's heirs. We are heirs of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And we know where our final destination will be. So I just want to say, if there be no one, I have scrolled the sanctuary. I didn't see any ones pressed. So if there be nothing else, hallelujah. Mother Mitchell, excuse me, Mother Mitchell. I thank you, Holy Ghost. And so now I will dismiss you. Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell is still unpacking, so she don't always have her book of benediction right there. Hallelujah. But that's all right. That's why, look. That's why God, look, that's why God called me. Okay, there we go. So, family of God, first and foremost, I want to thank each and every one of you for having the desire to come and come this morning and hear the word of God.
Yeah.
And we just pray, we truly pray that you heard something that blessed you, that empowered
yes.
you, that gave you courage, that broke that yoke of fear.
Strengthened you. Yes.
That strengthened you, hallelujah, not just for
yes.
today, but for a lifetime.
Always. Yeah.
So now, hallelujah, I just pray that the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit
yes.
rest, rule, and abide in you greatly by the in Jesus' holy and righteous name. We just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and anointed week, hallelujah, a
yes.
blessed week, and that you recognize every blessing that God bestows upon you. We pray
yes.
that you live a life that is pleasing unto him, and in all your ways that you acknowledge him. And it is a fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. My beautiful people of God, you are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. My beautiful family,
yes.
that was fire. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now I'm going to get off
this.
I'm going to get off this. I'm going to go pray to God for real. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes.
Glory,
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you, family.
Glory.
You're awesome.
Love you guys.
Praise
Bye-bye.
His holy name. Thank
love
you, Jesus.
Too.
Love you all.
Love you all. Love you all.
Everyone.
Every
Amen.
Love you. Thank you, Jesus.